We're in the last week of Brighton Fringe, but the last week is in some ways the first week because there's still a hell of a lot of stuff going on and going up in the last week. And I'm sitting in what I think I'm going to call a hidden gem of a venue, which is The Cabin, which is right out Kemp Town way. And I've got Matt and Jack Cryer here. Jack, tell us about The Cabin.
The Cabin, Paul, is a monthly sort of pop-up venue at the Brighton Steiner School. It's set in a what is essentially a woodwork classroom, but we transform it into this beautiful little theatre that fits about 40 people. And we have two halves. We have a first half, which I host musically with Matt here and our friend Mark Allen. And we play sort of harmony, original compositions. And then we have open mic spots, all kind of people come. We get poets and singer-songwriters and mime people, and I think we've had some dancing and all kinds of stuff. It's just a fabulous live experience. It's all acoustic. And then we have a little interval, and after that we'll have a main act who'll be, oh well, the variety is enormous. We've had the May Days from Brighton, we were fantastic. We've had quite a number of beautiful kind of singer-songwriters, either from folk traditions or soul traditions, or we've had some straight-up jazz. And then this week, which is our sort of pioneering week, we've been running The Cabin now for just over a year, and we thought it was time to take the plunge and do a full week of consecutive events. So we started on Sunday, yesterday evening, with some jazz with myself and Terry Whitney. Tonight we've just... we're all blissed out, actually. We've just seen Gus McGregor, who's straight from Switzerland via London. He was playing his own tunes. And then tomorrow night, we've got Artists in a Sauna. That's Brash Brackenfield, the artist, who's putting on a performance piece. And then Wednesday night, very exciting five-actor sort of set of monologues, all about comic book characters, a bit of pow and bash stuff. And then Thursday night, we've got some back to the music. We've got blues and jazz, beautiful soul, care of Nadia Strahan, who's a Brighton-based singer and performance artiste. And then on Friday, we're sort of back to our roots, really. We thought we'd present The Cabin evening to the festival crowd. So we've got, but we've upped it a bit. We've got The Cabin Jam. So we're inviting people to bring along instruments, songs, whatever they want to do, or just sing along with us. So there's a bit of open mic, but mainly we're just going to have a good old jam. And then the second half, we're going to selfishly take for ourselves, it's Alan Cryer Hodgson, to put a whole set to the crowd.
And to mention, you can find all this stuff out on brighton5poundfringe.com with a five instead of the word five in the website. I don't usually get to ask this question, but Matt, you built this venue.
I did. I worked as the caretaker at the school, and the school where the club is, and we needed some extra space, and so I decided to build a log cabin for the woodwork classroom. And actually last year for our Christmas bazaar, we turned it into a puppet show just on a whim, really. And then I turned to my partner Jack and said, this is screams a venue. And so we started this venue up, and all of the woodwork benches go out, and a stage goes in, and a backdrop goes in, and we've had all sorts. We've even back projected film onto a projector screen in there and stuff like that. So it's really easy to kind of move around and change around and be pliable. And actually tomorrow night, we might even end up doing something in the round or whatever, we don't know yet, but it's all exciting. Mm. And actually, if you come for a cup of coffee after 3 o'clock in the cafe, then you might have to join in, shift a bit of furniture around.
But I guess I have to ask you, as the builder of the venue, but also someone who plays, fine music in the venue, there's a lot of music venues around Brighton, but there's something pretty unique about this place. This is in wood, isn't it?
Yeah. I think the main thing about this venue is that we put a coconut matting floor down. It's completely in wood. And so when you play, and we don't use any amplification at all for any of the music. And that does two things. A, it means that you can hear the music brilliantly well, the way that those instruments are supposed to be heard. But B, it forces artists to sometimes find a different way of playing those tunes, where they can't rely on the reverb from a microphone or an electric guitar or something like that. They have to strip everything back, and you get very up close and personal with fantastic artists. And I think that's what I love about the whole venue, really, is it's just raw, and it's like listening to someone in your living room, you know.
Now, you talk about, you know, the artists, and I want to talk about also this being an understated venue in Brighton by two very, you know, people with a lot of humility. But you know, the Cavern launched the Beatles, and the Cabin has already played host to a few names. And, you know, I'm going to mention Barry Cryer, who was sitting there, but can you just name drop us a few people who have already played the Cabin?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're sitting next to our wall, which is now, we're very proud to say, has got six posters full of gigs. And so we've had Ronnie Golden, who's been up at Edinburgh. He practically lives up at the Edinburgh Fringe, doesn't he? I mean, he's sort of 20 years. We've had the masterful Richard Durrant on his classical guitar. That was a magical gig. We've had Dan Whitehouse, who came all the way down from Birmingham. He's a very hot up-and-coming artist. And let's think, we've had the Baron Gilvin all the way from Firle. He's a fantastic artist. We've had... let's think. We've got Pierre Hollins coming up next week. He's from Lewis. He's a very seasoned comedian. Mm. Yeah, all kinds of...
Mm. So I guess final question then. With all this stuff packed in for the last week of the Fringe, what's the call for people who didn't know about this understated venue? We're stating this venue here on Fringe Review. You know, why should they come along?
I just think it's about having just seen a gig here. I think it's about sitting there and filling the well. You know, you're watching someone right up close, as Matt was saying, and just feeling the music, feeling tingles, feeling real, listening to every word, enjoying the people around you, you know. Mm. Yeah.
Final question to Matt. Matt, what is it like standing in a venue, watching people playing live in a venue that you've built?
Well, it's pretty special, I can tell you. And I think, again, for me, what it does is everything in front of you disappears, and you can just see the artist there, and it feels like they're just playing to you. But again, for me, I can turn around and I know I built those walls and I built that stage. And sometimes when they, you know, whack their foot a little harder on the stage than I feel the stage can take, I am a little worried, but it's fine. It's never happened. No one's fallen through the stage, so it's all good. But I think the main thing that I'd like to say is it's a really warm, gentle place to perform. And if you fancy getting up and saying you played at the Brighton Festival, then come along on Friday, show us anything you like. And it's such a warm crowd, they'll really enjoy it, and no one will judge you or anything like that. You can just, if it's a song that you've always wanted to put in front of people, if it's a joke, just one joke you want to tell in front of people, just come on Friday and you'll really enjoy it, and you'll really be pleased you did it.
Thanks very much. And that is coming to you from the Brighton Steiner School's The Cabin on the corner of Whitehawk Road and Rodine Road. And check out brightonfivepoundfringe.com for listings and bookings, and also Fringe Review, where you're going to find some listings too.